T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
During the playoffs, the offseason, the summers, and then the All-Star weekend, how much he does for everybody. That's what it's about.
Chris Middleton talking at the NBA All-Star game in Chicago over the weekend, how well Milwaukee was represented. Chris Middleton, an All-Star. Giannis, of course, the team was named after him. Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. Even Bango doing a good job getting a shout-out at the podium from Giannis. This is all put together under the brain trust of the Bucks front office, which includes their general manager, John Horst. And once again, he joins Chuck and Winkler. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, good to have you back. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Great. How are you?
We're doing great. You know, first on this Elam ending, do you see this ever getting into other sports as far as college basketball, maybe the NBA? Do you see this down the road, or it sounds like it's going to happen again in the All-Star game, but even into the regular season or postseason down the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you never say never, and that's one of the things I love about the NBA is the forward thinking of Commissioner Silver and the rest of the group and always trying different things. And you know, I think everyone saw the competitive nature of the game at the end and the success that that had. And so it doesn't feel like, as a more traditional guy, it doesn't feel like it fits in a regular season event, but who knows? But I know for an All-Star game, I thought it was really compelling and really added to the game.
Bucks general manager John Horst, you've put together a team here, 46-8. No trades made, obviously, but there was the pickup of Marvin Williams. With the, I guess, assets that you guys have, some of the players and that pick from the Pacers, do you feel, when you look at what you have in front of you, do you feel like you've done everything in your power to assemble a team that can win the NBA Finals in June? Are there moves that you wish you would have made? Do you wish you gave that pick away? Do you wish you did anything else? Or do you feel like you've done everything in your power to bring a winner back to Milwaukee?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, roster building obviously is not a point in time. It's kind of a continuous effort. And I think if you look back at you know, the day after we lost last year in the playoffs until today, the goal is to improve the team, to be better suited for a playoff run, to address some of our needs, to be positioned for success not only now but going forward. And I'm incredibly proud of the work that our group has done, the development that our coaches have done, the players, their development. And I think in my mind, there's no doubt that we're a better team than we were last year, that we're positioned to be a strong contender going forward in the future. And I know that we tried to do everything we possibly could to continue to improve this team, and incredibly happy with who we have. And you mentioned the pickup of Marvin Williams. That's a player that we've appreciated and liked and followed his career for a long time, and really think that on the floor and off the floor was a guy that could plug into our system and fit incredibly well and really have an impact on our season the rest of the way. And so I think that was a great pickup for us, and we'll see how it all works out.
There's 28 games left in the regular season as we talk to you here. John Horst, Bucks general manager, joining us, Chuck and Winkler. Now, earlier in the season, you know, I got some people mad at me because I say the blanket statement, this regular season doesn't matter. It's all about the playoffs. It's all about the finals for this team. And obviously that's a broad, very broadly painted statement. But what I'm thinking is, yeah, they might lose the other night to Indiana. They could win against the Pistons, whatever. We know that this Bucks team is good, and we know that in the playoffs, that's where it's going to matter. What has the regular season meant to you? Would you rather see games that are nail-biters so that they can, you know, execute and practice some scenarios that are going to come in the playoffs? Would you rather see them, as they are doing, constantly and consistently beat teams? Would you rather see the roster be experimented with for rotations and what's going to work in the playoffs? What are these 82 games, what are you hoping, with as good as this team is, what have you been hoping to get out of this portion of the season?
Bart, I think it's a mixed bag of all those things. If you really look at it, you want to position yourself to be one of the teams that's in contention, that has a chance to contend. And you know, part of the regular season is to see whether or not you've done that, and to see if the product that you've put together and the group that plays together and is coached, if it fits and it works the way that you expect it would work. And, you know, we test that, we pressure test that with advanced metrics, we pressure test that with a lot of conversation with coaches and players and, you know, our ownership and everything. And so you pressure test that as much as you can. And if you look at our net margin, our offensive rating, our defensive rating, some of our advanced metrics against the best teams in the NBA, some of the things that we felt like we need to address in the offseason, if you kind of test all those things, it feels like we've improved and we're a better team, we're better suited for contention. I think you also want to be positioned in the playoffs. And so I don't think that at the end of the day, having the most wins is the most important thing, but being positioned for a great playoff run is important. And so having a high seed, having home court advantage, those things matter. And then you want to experiment with rotations, and you want to figure out different matchups and how you're going to fit against different teams that you think you could potentially be playing in the later parts of the playoffs. And I think we've been able to do that so far, and we're going to continue to work on that. But ultimately, you want to be playing well, you want to be healthy, and you want to have confidence in the group that you have going into this thing. And as we stand today, we're happy where we're at. But again, I think we've said it a lot, from every player to every coach to every time we've spoke. Our goal is to get better every single day. So our team genuinely and sincerely is focused on the Detroit Pistons tonight. They want to have a better effort tonight than they did last game, continue to improve each day, and when we get to the playoffs, be best prepared to advance and hopefully compete at the highest level.
You know, there's NBA teams out there that got a great player but maybe aren't successful. Giannis is just a unique player. How do you know what parts to put around Giannis that are going to make him successful? Because obviously you've done that in the last couple of years. How do you know? What is that, analytics, the eye test? How do you know? Because Giannis being such that special type of player, what's going to work around him?
Hey Chuck, it's. I don't think you ever know. I think you do the best that you can, and you study all the things that you think matter. But I will say that we're incredibly fortunate and lucky and blessed to have a player like Giannis at the center of a franchise. To have him as a franchise player on the floor and off the floor really sets the tone for everything. He has such a unique skill set, but the way he plays, the things he brings to the game every day, the way he competes, he's going to make any player better in our system. And so then the goal and really task is to find the guys that actually make him better and help him be a better player. And you know, we've obviously been heavily focused on shooting. We've been heavily focused on volume of shooting, guys that are willing to take shots and have the ability to make shots, players that have a high competitive nature, players that have a high IQ so they can play off of him, you know, whether it be cutting or spacing. And then off the floor, it's just high character. It's you know, really dedicated individuals that are focused on winning and focused on team more than self. And I think he has some very, very clear benchmarks and standards that matter to him on and off the floor. And it really helps set the tone for what we look for. And we spend a lot of time being intentional trying to add those type of players to our team.
John Horst, Bucks general manager, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. It's clear, you've made it clear what your intentions are with Giannis. You've had to pay to make those intentions. So a hypothetical for you as a general manager, when you have a hypothetical superstar up for a hypothetical supermatch, super max contract, when he's available to sign it, do you give him that contract and stick it in his mailbox and expect it back the next day? Do you put it on a table in front of him and leave the room and kind of peer to make sure he's signing it? I mean, how much pressure do you put on to make sure as soon as it's available, it can be signed, hypothetically, of course?
Well, Bart, I mean, I love some of your questions. The great thing is we don't have to answer hypotheticals in our world. We can just deal with realities. There's a great rule in our league that you can't talk about or do anything that you can't execute. So luckily there's nothing to talk about or execute right now. And when that becomes available, luckily we're on the record, I think, of what we feel and how strongly we feel. And we're not going to discuss it anymore beyond that. And I think it's a great position to be in. The team is focused on getting better every day. Giannis is focused on getting better every day and maximizing the season and figuring out, you know, the future in the future when it comes to that. But a lot of the things that we do every single day is to create a culture of winning and an environment of winning and success to really be positioned for not only the ultimate success now, but long-term sustained success going forward. And so that's where we are today, and I think we're going to continue to focus on that.
Have you spent any time at all planning for a plan B if the hypotheticals don't work out?
There is no plan B in these scenarios for us.
The plan B would be tear down Pfizer Forum.
Yeah.
How about that?
And rebuild the Bradley Center.
Hey, John, you know, this...
They have a great concert venue there. We have a lot of things going on there. It's really incredibly positive, so I don't think we want to tear that place down yet.
John, you know, the team has been so good. I mean, in dominating fashion, but, I mean, to get off to the type of start you have, and you got a handful of games left before the postseason, I mean, anything less than going to an NBA Finals has got to be a failure, don't you think? Because, I mean, we're all in on this team. This team is beating teams by an average of 12, 13 points a game, which is up there in NBA history. I mean, everything is set up for just a major run here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we talked about all the ways that the team is better, that our players are better. I mean, I kind of listened to your guys' intro before we got on, and it's awesome to listen to Chris Middleton speak and listen to how he's matured and developed as a teammate and a professional, and now a two-time All-Star. You've got a guy that the last 15 games is averaging 25-7-5 and shooting over 50% from the field in three. I mean, we are positioned to have a great run this year, and that's the goal. The great thing about this team and our players, and it sounds cliche and it almost sounds like something that you can't sustain, is they focus on every single day that they want. I promise you, our guys are not worried about making the NBA Finals right now. They want to beat the Detroit Pistons tonight. They want to figure out how to do that, and they want to be better. And I truly believe if we take that approach, if you stay healthy, you have to have some breaks along the way, that we'll be in a position at the end of the year to contend, and that's what we want to do. We want to improve on last year. And so starts with Giannis and all of the great things that he's doing and statistically, you know, setting records and at a historical level and averaging 30-5-5 and all the different things he does, and backed up by Chris and Eric's success and Brooke and on down. We have a great group of guys that are focused on the task at hand, and that task is really to get better every day.
And Middleton's got better over the last year, I want to say. I think he's really – I mean, you look at his numbers. His numbers are terrific. He's a legitimate All-Star again. But I thought from last year to this year, I see improvement in his game.
Chuck, it's unbelievable. Earlier on in the year, it's almost like sometimes you feel like you have to apologize for these guys, because we do have a big margin in our victories, and they're not playing the major minutes that a lot of the All-Stars are. So you have to go out there and really sell and make the case for some of these guys. And you know, I really think Eric should have been an All-Star, and if they got playing 28 minutes a night, doing significant things. And, you know, thankfully, Chris, again, two-time All-Star. But it's funny, then you kind of go forward to these last 15 games, and it's really proven. You know, kind of Giannis missed a few games. Chris's minutes had went up and really pushed his minutes up above 30. And the guy's averaging 24-7-5. And so Chris, there's no doubt Chris has improved over the last year. Chris has gotten better every single year. He's one of the guys that I think is really special in our league, that just gets better every single year, no matter what his contract situation is, no matter what the team situation is. Chris Middleton just continues to become a better NBA player every year, and I really think he's a top 15 guy in our league.
Have you met baby Liam yet?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty fun. What a cute little kid, and what a great opportunity for Giannis to just have another experience in life. And he and Mariah, I know, are just kind of enjoying all of that and trying to figure out what it is to be a new parent. For those of us that have young kids, it's a different chapter in life, but kind of a special thing for Giannis and his family to experience right now, for sure.
Yeah, just remind Giannis, over the next couple of years, there's great daycares in Milwaukee. There's great school systems in the Milwaukee area. So just remind him of that when you can.
Bart has one topic on this interview.
No, I'm just... Yeah.
He's fearful.
No,
Bart is fearful by nature that we're going to lose number 34 someday.
No, I had a baby 6 months ago. I want him to one day be Giannis's baby's friend. So that's my angle on this. John Horse, Bucks general manager, appreciate your time, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
John Horse, general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.